gentlemen, that takes care of, well, we got one case under advisement. And that is case number 11,387, and it was taken under advisement by Mr. Rickards.
Yeah, the question I'm having there is, you're saying the two-story frame building, I think the applicant, Mr. Lang, said it, is that in there quite a while, and it's accessories, or what? What is,
If you look, you have a copy of both surveys?
Yeah.
Yes.
One is dated February.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
The dark, you see the dark thicker line around the dwelling, we added that because we went to assessment records and found that to be the.
Oh, you found.
The dwelling that was being assessed in the assessment records, on the property record cards. And it included the garage pre-exist zoning, the dwelling, and the darker area with a little dotted line next to the wording is the area that's picked up by assessment.
Okay.
So that was all prior.
That was all prior.
Right. So the additions would have been for the screen porch, two screen porches, and a little, an L within the what's called a dwelling on the survey. There's ground level decking, there's a shower, and that's part of the shower is actually part of what was originally created.
Originally there, right?
Yeah. And then there's a pergola and a pool. It's pretty detailed. The survey showed everything.
Sure does.
Sidewalks, whether it's brick, stone, et cetera.
Yeah.
Can I add, as the owner?
No.
No, sir. Hearing choice, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to know the difference between the two, and he's made that perfectly
clear.
Oh, we
did that intentionally so you would see it, and then they came in with a corrective survey anyway, so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions or discussion?
Well, just a curious question, Mr. Lang, about the fence. Is that
the fence can go on the lawn?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
But you can't really tell by the survey. It appears maybe there's just a shade of an offset to one side, but because it goes off.
I think it shows one.
It looks like it appears to be partially on one side of the line and partially on the other side of the back. So
it appears
hard to say.
I think that on the survey it says 1.1 tenths. Does that refer to that fence?
It appears, well.
Yeah, 1/10.
There's 1.6 on
back end.
The applicant's side.
Okay.
It doesn't tell itself that it's over the line on the
right.
Jones' side.
Okay.
It doesn't
tell you that.
It just appears the way the fence is drawn. If there's some kind of line there where it says right at the 9.7, you can't really tell. You can see the fence posts. They appear to be totally on the applicant's property.
Right.
Yeah, but the fence itself looks like it may
go in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, but you can't really tell.
But then,
and then the other side, if you look at the other side, it looks like all the posts go on the neighbor's side,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can see that.
Yeah.
And of course,
which maybe
well,
it's.
If you go back and look at the very front, you can see where it goes 1.1. I didn't see that, but I was looking
1.1,
at the back.
Right?
Yeah, I was looking back at the pool.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't matter who put it up, those posts belong to the neighbor
right.
on the other
they
side.
They say thank you right. for the fence.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, right. and if it's on your property and you don't like it, you can take it off, right?
Nope.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Technically, it's on them. They could take it off.
All right.
Well, that fence now, yeah, the fence does, as it goes up further, the one Bud's talking about.
I was looking in the back. I
yeah,
looking
on,
the, front
on the front, it looks like it encroaches on the other property. But
right, 1.1
yeah,
tenths of a foot.
But that's on
that was, it was interesting. The opposition understood that, and it wasn't part of our issue. But
it was. Yeah. That was good.
That's a rarity.
The pool with the pergola is what started the whole process. It was
pergola.
We picked up the other piece that around the house as we got the survey.
It says on the survey pergola to be removed. So
right, it wasn't just that wasn't presented in part of the public hearing. It was, they requested a variance.
There's been other. From what I can see here, there's the statement the applicant made, there has been other variances made in that area due to the fact of the
on the riverside,
lots.
On the riverside of
Riverside, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Oak Orchard, there's a substantial number of variances have been granted.
Right, and there are normally 50-foot lots there, right?
Pardon?
50-foot lots, 50-foot frontages.
Yeah, this lot's only 50, and it's the front portion of the lot's 50 by 100. That's by deed. The second portion, which goes out into the river, it goes to low water.
Yeah. Yeah, see that.
There have been questions about that, too, but it's typically the way the deeds were drawn back in the day. They would go to low water line, not high water.
Probably another 10 years it won't be there anyway.
But the whole lot?
Yeah.
Probably pushing it.
Yeah, well, maybe pushing it a little bit. Anyway, that portion. No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, well, if there's no further questions or discussion from the board ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 11387.
Okay.
I believe the applicant has stated about the uniqueness of the lot, the size, circumstances. I don't necessarily believe it can otherwise be developed, as it is an older property originally. It wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. Don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11387. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11387 is approved. Okay, we